This is Shamir Young, bringing you the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast. Listen in as award-winning photographers discuss how they find opportunities, market their talent, and overcome mistakes to become respected, ever-advancing professional creatives. You'll also hear about their hard-learned lessons, as well as tips for making awesome images. You ready to take your photography business to the next level? Let's do it. And if you haven't already, be sure to pick up your free photography business bundle at prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle. It's 4 weeks of helpful free gifts delivered every 7 days directly to your email inbox. The first thing you'll get is the PDF e-guide titled 12 Common Business Tips and Mistakes Photographers Wish They'd Known Before Going Pro. And believe me, I've made quite a few of these mistakes myself. After that, you'll get a new free gift every week that will help you propel your photography business forward. So head on over to prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle and get yours today. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews I get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. And I want to reach as many people as possible. So again, please leave a review. I really appreciate it. All right, let's get to the interview. Hey everybody, welcome to this recap episode where I talk about the most important points with my interview with photographer David Johnston. Now, in the previous episode, we hit on a lot of great business points. So if you haven't listened to it yet, I encourage you to do so. You can listen to it now before you listen to this recap episode, or you can listen to the short recap episode first and then go back and listen to David's episode. It's totally up to you. As long as you go and listen to it, we touch on a lot of good points. So I'm going to give a quick recap today of what I felt were the most important points for your photography business. Sometimes the amount of information in the interviews that I do can be quite a bit, and we touch on quite a few things. So I just want to give you a quick recap. So let's get to it. Now, the one thing that really stood out to me is that David talked about his 10 before 10 concept. Again, it's 10 before 10 is what he called it, and it's actually a marketing strategy for getting new clients. So here's the breakdown. He basically contacts 10 people, so 10 potential clients, 10 people or businesses that he has identified as people that he'd like to work with, and he seeks to contact them before 10 o'clock in the morning, hence 10 before 10. So by 10 a.m., he's already contacted 10 people, and this is great because it's before you can lose motivation or before you talk yourself out of it. And it's especially true for those who are at our best in the mornings, which is certainly the case with me. So, I mean, by noon, I feel like my most productive hours are already behind me. So this is perfect for me. So 10 before 10. Now he sends them emails or he contacts them by phone. It's determining whatever is the best way to reach out to them. So let's say you send them an email. You need to touch on a few things. First, you need to touch on your why. Why you are a photographer and why you do what you do. The market is inundated with photography these days, and it's to the point where people seem to care more about why you do something as opposed to what you do or what type of photos you take. And so you want to make sure and mention your why. And then number two, you want to mention your what as well, but make sure that this relates to how you can help them solve a problem with their business or whatever you've determined that they need from you. So as far as your what is concerned, you do need to tell your what so that you can demonstrate that you're taking the type of photos that they would want, but you do want to express how this will help them as far as why they should be buying photos from you or hiring you for photography services. So number one, tell your why you're a photographer. Number two, tell what you do and make sure that you relate this to how you can help them solve a problem that they are having. He mentioned the book Start With Why by Simon Sinek. So I will make sure to include that in the show notes as well. And again, this concept is called the 10 before 10. I suggest you try it. And I mean, 10 may sound kind of intimidating, but I mean, no guts, no glory, right? If you want to start off with 5 people, 5 before 10, and then work your way up to 10, find a number that's comfortable for you. But really the main point is that you're taking constant action to find new clients and market yourself. The second point I want to bring up is that you should know your personality's strengths and weaknesses, your personality traits. David mentioned that for him, he's a dreamer. And that's great, but when you're running your photography business, you have to know how to run the business. You have to know the practical details. And so he made an effort to study and learn. David read a ton of books pertaining to running a business. So you need to ask yourself, what are you good at and what are you not good at? As far as what you're not good at, you need to identify those things and then learn about them. For me, an initial struggle was marketing. I love taking photos, but I tend to be timid sometimes. And so as far as marketing and putting the word out there about myself, I've had to do some studying up on that. And that's through reading. It's also through podcasts, because I'm a podcast junkie. And through this type of education, it's helped me to take some steps that I normally would not take. For example, I recently threw a business headshot party and networking event, which was a step for me. It was really stretching myself because I am an introvert, but I was through studying and learning and researching and seeing what other photographers are doing, a party seemed appropriate as far as establishing new connections and gaining new clients. And so really it was a marketing move. But had I not made an effort to learn about marketing and had I not identified marketing as a weakness in myself, it's something I never would have done. And I'm so glad I did do it, by the way, because it's bringing me a ton of new connections and business. And so for you, ask yourself what you're not good at and really focus in and either educate yourself about that. Or the other point I want to make is that you could outsource it. You don't have to necessarily do everything. Bookkeeping is a great example of that. And I actually recommend that you hire someone to do your bookkeeping so that you can focus more on photography, but also not make mistakes with your numbers. And especially when tax season rolls around, you really don't want to mess with that. What you're not good at, you could study and learn about it and master it, or you can outsource it. Some photographers outsource the marketing piece as well, or they hire an agency to do the marketing for them. Some photographers that I've talked to outsource the editing of their photos, which is something that makes a lot of people nervous because you wonder, well, if I hire someone, how are they going to carry through with my style? You know, my style is what makes me a photographer. Well, there are services out there where you give them examples of your style, or you even send them the actual, say, a preset of your style, and they're able to carry through your style and save you hundreds of hours of editing so that you can focus more on booking more shoots or working with clients. So really just think about that. And the final point I want to make is that we're all in this together as photographers. This may sound frou-frou, but the more and more I do this podcast, the more I'm finding that it's absolutely true. Meaning that you're not alone. There are people out there who can help you, other photographers, if you need help. If you're struggling with something, with how to run your business, reach out to other photographers. There are many ways for you to do this. You could jump on Facebook. There are a ton of Facebook groups, photography Facebook groups for just about any type of photography under the sun. You could attend in-person workshops in your town, which is great because it puts you face-to-face with a photography instructor and also with your photography peers. And you can all help each other learn and you can ask questions from the instructor. If there's a photographer near you that you absolutely admire, then you could reach out to them and ask to be their apprentice or for them to mentor you. And the great thing about the digital age is that when you're seeking out a mentor, they don't have to be in the same town as you. They could be across the country. So the key is reach out because, again, we're all in this together. And the better you learn to run your photography business, the more it helps the photography industry as a whole. So don't think that you have to do it alone and don't try to do it alone. This was a big reason why I started this podcast, actually. I really wanted to have discussions with other photographers who were killing it in the industry and to learn from them and also to help other people learn, which would be my listening audience. So, you know, it's all about collaboration and community as opposed to competition is how I really feel. So that brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you got at least one idea or one concept that you can apply to your business today, this week even. It's just really you have to take action. And a business is transformed by step-by-step changes. A lot of times it's little baby steps. It's not all at once. So if you can make one positive change to your photography business today, then you are on the right track. So I will talk to you all next time. Go out and build the photography business of your dreams. Are you getting ready for your first photo shoot and need to learn some common mistakes to avoid? Or maybe you need to learn how to communicate with your clients and grow your business through email marketing. Or perhaps you're just getting started with your website and you're trying to figure out this WordPress hosting stuff. When you're in business for yourself, it's a lifelong learning process for sure. And that's why I've set up the Pro Photographer Journey Resource Center. You can learn all of this and more through my free and paid self-paced online courses. Each course focuses on these individual topics and is designed to hold your hand every step of the way and help you learn how to run your business more successfully. You'll also find a host of other tools in the Resource Center that are useful for running your photography business, many of which I use myself. From email marketing tools to forming an LLC for your business to cool image editing software, it's there. And wherever possible, I include coupon codes to these online services so that you can grab a discount. So check it out at prophotographerjourney.com/resource center. That's prophotographerjourney.com/resource center.